Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning. I want to read from Gospel of Matthew chapter 13 from verse 1. That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell among the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, but when the sun came up, the plants were scorched. And they withered because they had no root. Others' seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still others' seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 130 or 130 times that was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. Praise the Lord. This is one of the parables, the first parable Jesus has spoken. When Christ is coming to the earth, the prophets, Isaiah especially, prophesied that the Christ, who is going to be the Messiah, will speak things to his people in parables. So another prophecy concerning the Messiah is being fulfilled at the prophetical word of Isaiah, where Jesus started speaking in parables. That someday, the same day, when Jesus was speaking to his questionnaires in, he was in a house where his family came to see him. And then he came outside and he started, people were following him. Many, many people gathered around him. That people were looking for someone to guide them, lead them. This was a time that Jesus came, the Messiah, came in a very desperate situation of the humanity, that the humanity was looking for that Savior. And God sent that Savior in the fullness of time, as of born of the woman, as it was prophesied. His birth was prophesied, and it took place as it was prophesied. His life was prophesied, and it took place as it was prophesied. His ministry was prophesied as it was taking place. We are going through the ministries of Jesus Christ. Here he spoke in parables. That is one of the things Messiah will do when he comes, for the Jewish people to identify who Messiah was, who Messiah will be. It was like a puzzle. They were need to believe and understand the prophecies. Now they did not understand and they did not believe, and their leaders did not instruct them as it is today. They continuing as a religion, as a children, as a Abrahamic covenant. They believe some don't believe anything. But Jesus prophesied, the prophecies of Jesus fulfilled one by one. In his lifetime, he spoke to people in parables. The parable says, a farmer went out to sow his seed and was scattering, you know, some fell in different places. Now, the people who heard this parable may not have gotten all the knowledge of understanding of this parable. But later, in verse 10, we see the disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in parables? He replied, the knowledge of the secret of the kingdom is given to you. The knowledge of the secret of the kingdom is given to you. See, the secret of the kingdom is the one the Jewish people were looking forward, the kingdom, that their kingdom were lost. The last king, Jeconiah, was caught and chained and taken to Babylon. And his uncle, Zedekiah was being chained, and his sons were killed at the sight of his eyes. And then the king Nebuchadnezzar put out his eyes and take him to Babylon in chains and put him in a jail for a lifetime. But his nephew Jeconiah, who was the kingdom on the Davidic dynasty, who submitted to King Babylon before the second times the Babylonians came, he was taken safely with his mother and with his wives and everyone. And he ate on the table of Nebuchadnezzar his lifetime. But Zedekiah, his uncle, who challenged him, who was taken in chains, and he was in dungeon. Now what happened is Jews lost their kingdom. The Judah lost their kingdom, and before that, Israel, the northern kingdom, lost his kingdom. And they were taken by Assyrian kings to eastern nations and settled them in those countries they conquered in their conquering journey. Now, the kingdom is what the Jewish nation is looking forward and expecting. A king will come, a king of lineage of Judah or Davidic dynasty will rise, and he will rule the king and defeat all the nations, and they will rule the, and he will rule the kingdom of Judah and Israel and the world. But they did not understand that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, will have to come in his first advent to die for the kingdom. He has to die for the people who will be included in the kingdom, which many others will be added to the kingdom, which are from the Gentiles. But when Jesus came, they did not believe in Jesus as the Messiah, because first the Jews and Gentiles needed salvation. The salvation is first given to the Jews and to the Gentiles. It is written by the revelation of the book of Romans, the revelation God gave it to Apostle Paul, is written there, the Jews get first and then the Gentiles will follow. So the plan of God was the Jews just to believe in the Messiah when he come. How does he believe in the Messiah was already been given. It was like a puzzle spoken by many prophets that this is how and how he will be born. This is how and how he will minister. This is how and how he does things. But it was black and white and very clear to the Jewish people. If they have read the Torah, if they have read the prophets, if they have went in and searched the Messianic ministry of the first advent, they would have known. Moses, including Moses and David and the other prophets, Isaiah especially, has prophesied the first advent, he will be dying for his people. Somebody will die for his people, which is for the salvation of the people, which is the salvation of the rest of the nations. The humanity as a whole have to be redeemed first in his first advent. In his first advent was to redeem. And then his second advent is going to happen in the future. He will come as a king of the kings and lord of lords. Then nothing will stand before him. The fire of God, his Holy Spirit, will come and he will consume the enemies of God, as is written in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And the enemy, which is the Antichrist, will be destroyed by his second advent. But the Jews, even today, will have to look into the Torah and the prophets and read a part of the New Testament of the life of Jesus Christ and his ministry, that if it was fulfilled or not. If you check it out, how would you know? So the disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak in parables?" Because that's what the prophets have written about Jesus. He will speak in parables, and he will interpret the parables. So in verse 11, chapter 13 of Matthew, we are continue reading. He replied, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you." See, who is it given? The one who is chosen. Even from the Jews, they believe they are chosen by God. They are the chosen of Abrahamic children because of Abrahamic covenant, then the Mosaic covenant, and through the sacrifices and offerings circumcision law. But those were the laws of the work. The work of the law, which existed before Christ arrived. Once Christ arrived, they had to believe in Christ. So they missed it because they did not get the information that the apostles or the disciples of Jesus who received it, which is, whoever will be given more and will have an abundance, whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him. This is why I speak them in parables. Because they are unbeliever altogether, even though many times Jesus did the messianic work of healing the sick, casting out demons, you know, opening the eyes of the blind, making the lame to walk, and all these miracles were a sign for them to know that this is the Son of David. Even people talked, "Isn't he the Son of David? Isn't he the Messiah? And how could he is not can be? How could he can be not? Because he is doing all these miracles, which nobody ever has done before." And the Pharisees and scribes still taught the people, prevent them from going into believing in Christ, because they wanted to have their positions of unbelief and holding their lies against the truth, and they held up people against, and if they would believe, they will be cast out of the temple and they will not have a place in the society. So they will have lose their privileges, many privileges such as marriage, such as job, such as security as a Jewish person, and even death, when he die, who will bury them. And so many of the societal influences was holding by the Pharisees and scribes. They were coming against the people that if they believe in Jesus, they will hurl them out and throw them out of the temple. And because of these reasons, God did not reveal the wisdom to these Pharisees and scribes and the people who followed those people, them, and they did not understand. So God's Jesus said, even they have a little will be taken away from them. If they have a little wisdom, they will lose them all. They will completely lose because they are unbelieving in Christ. Say, this is why I speak to them in parables. Because they are altogether, Christ is seeing their heart. Christ is watching, and he knows the heart of human being only because he is God. See, you and me don't understand the people's heart, but God understands the people's heart. So he knew the heart of the people, so he did not want to give them more detail, because they can't even believe a little bit of it. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. See, this is from the book of Isaiah. It was written that many 700 plus years ago, the birth of Jesus Christ, that there will be a people of a generation of Jews who will see things, but they will not see, but hear things, but they will not hear or they will not understand. So this is a deaf and spiritually deaf and dumb generation who were at the time not wanted to listen to the truth. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. See, Isaiah, even when he was speaking and preaching to the nation of Judah, they did not listen to Isaiah. Isaiah was prohibited. He was being beaten, and he was not being accepted by Judah. You know, even the Jewish tradition says that Isaiah finally died in the hands of the Judaic people. They saw him with a wooden saw in the pot of a hole of a tree, in a hollow tree. And some says he was hiding from them killing, but some says they put him in the hollow tree. Now, the tradition of Judaic religion itself says they killed Isaiah, the great prophet, who talked to them about their Savior, the birth of the Savior, his virgin birth, his vicarious life, his miracles and wonders, which was going to be performed by Messiah, and his death. In even Isaiah chapter 53, his sufferings on the cross for humanity, and the one who declared all the truth about Messiah was being killed. They killed them, him. So this Isaiah prophesied that you will be ever hearing but never understanding. Praise the Lord. So the generation who does not listen to God and does not understand, God will not give them much of the knowledge of the wisdom of God. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. This is what Isaiah said. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. And Israel needed healing. Jews, nation needed healing. They were broken. They were destroyed. And Nebuchadnezzar destroyed their temple in the second time. And then after that, they were taken to captives in Babylon. Three different times they were taken as captives. And in that time, the second time, the temple was destroyed, put on fire. All the golden jeweled vessels which was in the temple of God was taken by Nebuchadnezzar. You know, it is named one by one in the book of Chronicles and also in the book of Kings. This is all being taken away. I mean, Israel was destroyed. And after 70 years, according to the prophecies of Jeremiah, they were returned. Many of them were given permission by the Persian emperor, Cyrus the Great. Then God, even Isaiah, even about 100 years before the birth of Cyrus, he declared the name of Cyrus, a Cyrus will come, will be born, a Cyrus will deliver his Israelite people. So this was the plan of God, that 70 years of punishment was given to them because of 7 years of sabbatical unbelieving and disobeying. 770 was the prophetical years. They were suffering, they will suffer in Babylon 7 times 70 years because that prophetical, you know, that deliverance of people after 7 years, 770, 49. And they had to go through this tribulation time. They were punished. Praise the Lord. It's in the book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 24, 25 onwards. Now, the Jews received the permission after 970 years to go back to Israel. But not all of them went back. Some stayed there. Only very limited people went back to Israel to rebuild the temple and also the walls of Jerusalem. Now, those things you can see in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah. Now, here, the problem with the people at the time when Jesus was speaking to them, they didn't want to hear him. They didn't want to see. Even though they see, they will not accept. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men long to see what you see. You see, but you did not see it, but they did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but they did not hear it. See, many prophets, many great men of God waited for the Messiah's arrival, and they all died before the Messiah's birth. Now Messiah is here, Messiah is speaking to them, and only the one who listened to him is listening, and the one who believes in him is believing in and seeing it. So when anyone hears the messages about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away. So what was Jesus preaching? Jesus was preaching the kingdom message. The kingdom message is that you repent and become the child of God and you will be in the kingdom. The spiritual kingdom comes first. The material physical kingdom comes when Jesus returns in his second advent. So in the second advent, those who believe in the first advent will be gathered to his kingdom. So the kingdom will come. Jesus prayed himself to teach his disciples that, Father, let your kingdom come. Your kingdom will come. The purpose of Jesus' return, first coming itself, is to implement, the inaugurate the kingdom in order to bring the people to the kingdom. The people first need to believe in him. People need to first believe in the kingdom. People first need to believe in the one who established the kingdom. You know, a nation will not believe in their king or the president. You know, they are not going to be the citizens of the kingdom or the country. Now, today, it's a different system that anyone want to believe or not to believe. But we are talking about a godly king, a God-human king. He will rule this earth, and he will give the righteousness and justice to every single human being in the earth. Now, first of all, in the message of the kingdom, Jesus was preaching that one need to believe and enter into the kingdom by faith. The faith will bring them to the kingdom. Today is the same message. The pastors and preachers, we are preaching the message of Jesus Christ. Basically, we are going to be part of the kingdom. The Gentile nations will join the Jewish nation's kingdom as one. The kingdom will be established. And the one kingdom of Jewish Gentile kingdom will be ruled by Jesus Christ. The Jewish nation kingdom will be ruled by Jesus Christ. And as David, as the under Christ, who will just rule over Israel. And Jesus will rule over the Gentiles and Jewish nation. That kingdom will come. Praise God. So today the message is also for people to believe in Jesus Christ. Those who will receive eternal life by believing and accepting him will be in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, and then when Christ returned to receive the people who believed, Jews and Gentiles, from last Jesus' message to the last message of the preacher of the word of God in the earth, those people who believe in Christ and accept him will be taken up to heaven when his second return to the mid-air. And as he comes to the midair, it says in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 40, 16, 17, 18, if the trumpet sound with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God, Jesus must call his mighty voice. And with all three of those, with the Michael, and all the angels who is with him, receive, Christ will come in the midair and receive the saints. Those who died in Christ will resurrect. Their souls, the life will get back on their resurrected body. And those who are alive will also will be transformed, those who are waiting for the Lord. So those of us who are waiting for Christ and those of who died in Christ, they all will be joined together in the midair to receive by Jesus Christ and take them from there. They will be taken to heaven, to the Father's house, which is heaven. Praise God, after 7 years, Jesus will return as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. In the 7 year period, there will be tribulation and great tribulation. There will be the tribulation written in the book of Revelation, chapter 6 to chapter 19. Praise the Lord. The people who will believe now until that time of the rapture, and the Jews and Gentiles, regardless of they were the children of Abraham by birth, or children of Abraham by faith in God. You have the faith of Abraham, you believe in Christ. You will be Gentile or Jew, but you have the faith of Abraham. Abraham believed in God, it was counted unto him for righteousness. It was by faith, and faith and faith alone. Sola Christa, faith, in the faith in Christ and only in Christ will save us, that those who believe and save will be taken up in the rapture. So then we'll be with Christ. Praise God. So that is why Jesus said, those who believe, they will be in the kingdom, and they does not understand it. Then the first time when the gospel was sowed, it says the evil one come and ate it. It was the seed which was taken out by the evil. Satan will give unbelief for the first time. And then one who received the seed fell on the rocky places is the man who hears the word, at once receives, but then he forget about it. And lastly, the short time, then the trouble and persecution comes because of the world. He falls quickly. The one who received the seed that fell in the thorn is the man who hears the word, but the worries of his life and the deceitfulness of the wealth choke him, and he will lose his faith. But the one who received the word and fell on good soil is the man whose heart hears the word and receives it. So this is the four levels of people who will hear the gospel. And by hearing this, you receive Jesus Christ. May the Lord richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Here at Grace Air, we specialize in all types and models of air conditioning. We also install and replace ductwork. We serve Palm Beach and Martin County. You can reach us at 561-932-7422. Remember, we keep you cool with Grace.